Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Betrayal Bind, Second Edition, How to Heal. When the Person You Love the Most Hurts You the Worst by Michelle Mayes is a non-fiction self-help and clinical psychology book focused on healing after sexual betrayal, infidelity, and relational trauma, drawing on attachment theory and her professional work as a licensed counselor. Mayes explains why betrayal by a romantic partner creates a uniquely destabilizing conflict. The source of pain is also the person the betrayed partner is wired to seek for safety. The book is designed for betrayed partners, but it also speaks to therapists and others supporting people in this situation. Rather than treating betrayal as only a relationship problem, it frames it as an attachment injury that affects identity, trust, shame, boundaries, and the ability to regulate emotion. Its purpose is to help readers understand what is happening to them, recognize harmful dynamics such as gaslighting, and begin a path toward recovery whether or not the relationship survives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attachment disruption as the core wound of betrayal trauma. A central idea in the book is that betrayal is not experienced only as disappointment or heartbreak. It can destabilize the attachment system itself. Mayes presents betrayal trauma as a threat to the basic human need for safe connection, which is why the emotional reaction often feels disorienting, obsessive, and hard to control. This framing matters because it moves the reader away from self-blame. The problem is not simply that the betrayed partner is too sensitive or unable to let go. The mind and body are responding to the collapse of a bond that was supposed to provide safety. By using attachment-based language, the book helps readers understand why they may feel pulled toward the person who hurt them, even while fearing them. That paradox is the defining feature of the betrayal bind. The attachment model also gives clinicians a clearer structure for understanding why conventional advice about moving on, trusting again, or staying calm often fails when the nervous system is still organized around threat. Secondly, the betrayal bind needing connection from the same person who caused the injury. The book's most distinctive concept is the betrayal bind itself, which describes the painful contradiction faced by the betrayed partners. The very person who harmed them is also the person they are often still emotionally attached to. Mayes argues that healing is complicated by this dual reality, because complete withdrawal may feel safer in the short term, yet relational repair requires some form of connection. The result is a conflict between self-protection and attachment needs. This is one reason the book stands apart from more general infidelity guides. It does not assume that the solution is simply forgiveness, confrontation, or separation. Instead, it examines the psychological consequences of trying to stay connected in a situation that feels unsafe. The practical value of this framework is that it validates ambivalence. Readers are not forced to choose prematurely between staying and leaving as the only meaningful options. The focus is first on stabilizing the betrayed partner's internal world so that choices about the relationship can be made with more clarity and less coercion. Thirdly, three injuries and four forms of gaslighting in betrayed partners. Mayes identifies specific injuries and gaslighting patterns that often shape the aftermath of betrayal, giving readers a more precise vocabulary for what they have endured. This is important because many betrayed partners struggle to describe their experience in a way that others will recognize as real harm. Naming the injuries helps organize the emotional chaos into understandable categories, rather than leaving everything blurred into anxiety, anger, or shame. The discussion of gaslighting is equally significant because betrayal often includes denial, minimization, blame shifting, or reality distortion that makes the injured person question their own perceptions. The book does not treat these dynamics as side issues. They are part of how betrayal trauma is maintained. By identifying them, readers can better separate true accountability from manipulation and confusion. The benefit is not merely validation. Clear naming supports decision-making. When a person can identify the pattern, they are better equipped to set boundaries, seek support, and stop interpreting disorientation as personal weakness. This analytic clarity is one of the book's strongest practical contributions. Fourthly, healing through boundaries, coping strategies, and reclaiming identity. Another major emphasis of the book is that recovery requires more than understanding the betrayal intellectually. Mayes repeatedly returns to coping strategies, boundary setting, and the rebuilding of selfhood. That focus reflects an important therapeutic principle after betrayal. The injured person often loses confidence in their own judgment, body cues, and personal worth. Boundaries are therefore not presented as punishment for the other person, but as a stabilizing tool for the betrayed partner's nervous system and sense of agency. The book also underscores the role of shame, which can make people feel broken, complicit, or unworthy of protection. Addressing shame is essential because it often keeps people stuck in silence or self-erasure. Reclaiming identity means restoring a sense of self that is separate from the betrayal story. In this way, the book frames healing as both emotional and structural. It is about regaining the ability to think clearly, choose deliberately, and define one's own worth outside the injured relationship. Lastly, a clinically informed model for therapists and betrayed partners, the book is not only a personal recovery guide, it also functions as a professional resource. Mays integrates ideas from attachment theory, developmental trauma work, sex addiction therapy, and emotionally focused couples therapy into her attachment-focused partner betrayal model. This makes the book especially useful for therapists who need a more specialized framework than general relationship counseling provides. Betrayal trauma involves both relational rupture and nervous system dysregulation, so a useful model must account for emotion, attachment, shame, and relational behavior at the same time. The book's clinical value lies in this integration. At the same time, it remains accessible enough for lay readers because Mays translates professional concepts into language that is practical and emotionally grounded. That balance is one of the book's strengths. It does not reduce betrayal to theory, but neither does it stay at the level of advice alone. Readers get a structured account of what healing requires and why the process can be slow, non-linear, and dependent on safety rather than pressure. This makes the book especially credible in its category. In conclusion, The Betrayal Bind is best suited for betrayed partners, couples facing the aftermath of infidelity or sexual betrayal, and therapists who want a more precise way to understand betrayal trauma. Its main benefit is that it explains the aftermath of betrayal as an attachment injury rather than a simple relationship conflict, which helps readers make sense of intense reactions that are often misunderstood. It also offers practical value through its emphasis on boundaries, coping, shame reduction, and identity repair, making it useful not only for insight but for action. What sets it apart from many books in the same genre is its specific clinical framework. Instead of relying on broad relationship advice, it presents an attachment-focused model built for the reality that the hurtful person may still be the person the betrayed partner feels drawn to. That nuanced approach gives the book unusual depth and makes it especially relevant for readers who have found simpler infidelity books too generic or emotionally incomplete. It is a strong choice for anyone seeking both validation and a structured path forward. If you would like to support Michelle Mays, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.